Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The third baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The right fielder, Yogi Berra. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eli Graba. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Eli Graba. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sievers moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Graba fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boyer. Fox scores. Sievers scores. Freese moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freese scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. McDougald moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Landis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Wynn moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Barra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards the mound. Grubb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson misplays the ball. That's an error on Richardson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Eli Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin fields the ball and throws to Grubba covering. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Howard and he is out, Boyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Mantle steals second. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Skourin strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to third. Two outs. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Howard to second, and Fox is out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Grubba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubba is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubba hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis bunts towards the mound. Kerba fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Howard and he is out, Boyer applying the tag. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Skowron. Wynn scores. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Lopez now playing left field. Tony Kubek now playing shortstop. Cleet Boyer now playing third base. Gil McDougald now playing second base. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freeze strikes out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve pinch hits for Eli Graba. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Coates now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 3 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Berra for the double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.